Hello, and welcome to Count on CCB, a bank in this region, with offices at Randolph, Salamanca, Springville, South Dayton, Dunkirk, their main office in Little Valley, and their brand new office just opened this year in Lakewood. And joining me again today is Melissa Anderson, the Director of Marketing and Communications for the bank. Melissa, welcome back.
Thank you, Dennis. It's great to be back again.
We had an interesting conversation about calendars here and the passage of time the last time you were on the air not that long ago, and maybe we can get back to that at the end of today's program. But first, you also, in the course of that program, talked about CCB's relationship to the community or communities where it does business and how you embrace them. And you're going to look at that from another perspective today.
Absolutely, Dennis. Yeah, when we were in last time, I talked a lot about CCB. Our motto is where community counts. And so for CCB, that's really at the heart of who we are and what we do every single day, serving our communities who we work with and who we benefit from. We live, we work, and we play in those communities. But it's very important to CCB that we continue to give back and invest in our communities to help them grow and thrive.
Invest literally in
yes,
the community.
Yes, literally. One of the things that I'm a huge proponent of is being a part of your community. And like you said, investing in everything that happens in there. And one of the ways we do that is by helping with donations and sponsorships of various organizations. We work with countless nonprofit organizations, school organizations, charity events through maybe giveaways or cash donations or other sponsorships to really help that. And we invest in a tremendous amount in those to make them happen.
Well, and this may be quite a revelation for some people who just thought you were another bank.
And absolutely, yeah. It's a huge part of who we are. And that's the exciting part, I think, about being at CCB these days.
Well, and aside from that revelation that people may not have known about or been familiar with, there's another aspect of this that you want to bring out in our program today. And before I take this too far afield, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about that, too.
I do. We have this great new online donation portal, Dennis, where folks can go and submit their donation requests. I know on an everyday basis, I may get an email or a call or get stopped at dinner when I'm out with my friends saying, hey, we would love to have CCB work with us as a sponsor. How do we make that happen? And one of those things we've done is put a new donation portal on our website. It's at countonccb.com/donations. And what it does is it allows you to fill out all of your information, upload anything that you might have about your request, and then that comes right to our desks to review and take a look at so we can work to see if it's something CCB can be involved in and can help support.
Okay, now some specific questions about this process. What's the turnaround time in terms of do I need to contact you a month or 6 weeks or longer before or the day before? Or
I always tell everybody the sooner the better is fantastic. It helps us to plan. It helps you to plan. It helps us to get through any review requirements we may have or any questions we may have. So absolutely, the sooner the better.
And are there limits in terms of how much you will do in cash or other services that you might offer?
I think that depends on the individual requests, Dennis. It depends on, you know, where we're at in a budget perspective, what the event is. So we really look at those requests and what we can do to best serve that event. And if it's something that maybe we have a suggestion and how something can work, or if somebody isn't quite sure how to make that happen, we'll work to kind of have that discussion to see if it's a fit for both the organization requesting and CCB as well.
So there's no absolute cap?
Nope, no.
And really, this is a very friendly, open, generous process that you have going.
It absolutely is. It's nothing to be afraid of. All of our decisions are made right in-house. So it's not like your request is going out to some nameless, faceless office out of state. It's coming right in-house to us, and we're working together. And like I said, to see if there's something that will work to benefit both organizations. We certainly wish we could grant every request. I wish I had the magic wand. Sometimes we might not be able to do exactly what an organization would like, but we work to support everything as best we can as it fits for CCB.
And whether someone is applying for money or in-kind services or something like that, are there specifics that they ought to have with them when they start the application process?
Absolutely. And it's a very simple form, Dennis. It's really just your organization, your mission. Just tell us a little bit about your organization, who you serve, your name and information, your contact info, and then a little bit about where you're located. Obviously, our banks are all within that footprint of Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and Erie County. Who those donations benefit, and anything else you might want to tell us. It really helps us to get a good feel for who you are, what your needs are, and to see if it's something that we might be able to help you with.
And once again, if we're getting more and more people interested in this as we talk about it, the way to find this new application portal is to go where?
Yeah, you can go right to countonccb.com/donation. and it'll be right there for you. There's one other question we always ask, Dennis, and that's, does your organization have any volunteer opportunities? Because a lot of our staff also is invested in the community. We have countless staff members that serve on area boards or committees or coach or volunteer at different events throughout our communities. So we always love to know about those opportunities if you need a little bit of help, too. And you never know, we may show up there as well.
Just a very new picture for me. Mm-hmm. I did not know all this about CCB, and very refreshing, exciting to hear the commitment that you have to the community in this particular way. I do want to go back to our last program a couple of weeks ago, though, and just find out if the pictures are still coming in.
The pictures are coming in. I'm starting to really see them come in now, and I certainly hope I see more come in. With this beautiful kind of extended summer weather, I guess we call it today, Dennis, there's lots of opportunities to get out and take some amazing pictures. I know we have some great community events coming up in the next couple of weeks, so I look forward to seeing even more of those.
And what we're talking about is the CCB Community Calendar for 2024, in which pictures are being sought, and they will be judged, and there will be 11 of them chosen, and then another one that will be based on the community's response to certain pictures, if I think I remember all the details correctly.
Yes, you're getting all the details correct. You got it.
And information about that is available at CCB offices or through the website as well.
Yep, right at ccb.com/calendar.
We better go because we're over time. But Melissa Anderson has been here today for Countdown CCB. She's the Director of Marketing and Communications at CCB, and we'll see you next week.